push them up, made four bean pies out of them. And I got a colored man that has mowed for me for years and years. Come down here one morning, and I got a permit from the fire tower down there to burn them. And he set two of them afire, and the fire got out. And we had to call them to come up here from the tower and help put the fire out. It was fixing to spread. And that made that man so mad he like died because I called him up here. Well, now there's the other two old pies still lying out there.
Yes, ma'am.
Scared to set them afire, afraid a piece of it get up and blow over yonder and somebody else's field to see. But I did have it bush hog this fall. It looked awful last summer. Earth them wily melons were growing there, and if he got through gathering them all, I couldn't have it bush hog down. Well, when this fall, I'm in a habit of having it bush hogged in September, October, one the other, and then again in June, and in that way, the growth don't ever get very high, you know, don't look so bad. Well, I don't much expect I'm going to let nobody else tend it anymore.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Well, talking about the farm that you grew up on, what kind of animals did y'all keep on the farm?
Well, we had horses and mules and cows and hogs. And we always kept about two good dogs. My daddy would get him one that he'd always take a specialist training to drive his cattle up, you know, bring them up and not run them or bite them or nothing. And then we kept one for a yard dog. And you know a big old bad yard dog will turn niggers. Now they're scared of dogs.
That's the truth.
But they know, but they're safe. I'm scared of them too. If they won't bite, I sure want to run.
I've always wondered if colored people's dogs get after white folks like white folks' dogs get after colored people.
Well, I reckon they do. But I think that a dog was all that saved me and my brother and, well, me and my sister-in-law was living in a house out there on my daddy's place one year. Her husband was in the army and mine was off working on the railroad. And we was living in this house together. Well, I had one little boy about, well, he was about 2 years old near about it. And she had one little girl. And we was sitting on the front porch just rocking and singing with our babies one evening, and the sun went down. And off out to the side of the house, off out there, was one of those outdoor toilets. And I just as plain as daylight looked and saw a man look out of that thing, kind of look out of the edge and look towards the house. And I could see it was a man. Well, I called one of my brothers and told him to come on up there, and he come on, and I told him about it. And we didn't have a sign of a gun. Mm. Well, we sat there and sat there and sat there, and about 9 o'clock, we decided, well, maybe he's gone then. And Papa's big old bad yard dog had got to where he slept on my front porch every night. And we all went in and lay down, and we hadn't been lying down but just a short while till we heard somebody jump up on that porch, and that dog covered him. And that was the awfulest fight that I have ever heard. You could hear them licks of whatever he was hitting that dog with. Oh, it just went like it would kill him. And we didn't have a sign of a thing to shoot him with. And the moon was shining just as bright as daylight. But that dog didn't give up.